Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Mike Shope.
We were having a very serious conversation about mayonnaise here.
And the Bulldog.
And don't even talk to me about weed.
On WGR, Sports Radio 550.
I failed to mention last hour, having mentioned earlier than that, that Eric Wood will be on with us today, but he will not be. If you listened yesterday to pregame, he had an adventure getting to the stadium in Atlanta. And he might have had another one today getting out of Atlanta. So he is, I think, getting on a plane right now. It's going to be 6 o'clock when we talked to Eric, and he's not available. So tomorrow at 4.
All right.
All your questions, save them.
Let me put it in my calendar. I don't ever put anything in a calendar.
We have a dry erase board.
That's
that
right.
We use.
That works.
That should be good enough.
For these purposes.
It's up there.
That's right.
Charlie's next. Hi, Charlie.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Charlie. Thanks for calling us.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call. I am a couple guys I've been talking to. They're a little bit worried about the defensive front and everything. I think getting our guy Larry Ogunjobi back off of suspension is going to be a big pickup. I think he's going to be a big difference for this defense. The thing I am concerned about is the safeties. I don't know, you know, if being whatever, bringing in somebody for, who we have now. I'm thinking a guy maybe like Bacardi Rambo. You know, I know he's 35 now, but he was, you know, a spark plug guy. And I think that's something we need, a guy that can lay some hits. I'll hang up and listen, but I just want to get your thoughts on maybe a top three list of safeties that we could bring in and help us out. Ooh. Go, Bill. Take the Sabres with you.
All right. I don't have a list. I'm sorry. I don't have a list.
I guess I have a list. Bakari Rambo is not on it. I would want them to get a good player that could help them. I don't know what we're doing there. I'm not even sure if I want to take all of that seriously. I feel like that might have been a test to see if we remember who Bakari Rambo even is.
I think he even said Bacardi.
Yeah.
Which I enjoy Bacardi from time to time. I don't have a list. I mean, I think if things can change, and maybe this will be proven wrong, but if the Bills thought they needed to do that, they would have already done it. And they did bring in Poyer, who was on the field last night, and they rode it out with Bishop early in the season and in camp when McDermott was talking about not really knowing what he had there. You had Mike Edwards last year as an experiment, and he didn't even get in a game, right? He just didn't make it to the season.
And there was another version of that guy in the
– Washington
from
guy.
From Washington. I can't remember even remember the guy's name because he never got in the race, really. There's guys out there. Gardner Johnson is leaving the Baltimore practice squad. There's baggage there, seemingly like maybe not a great team guy and that sort of stuff. So, like, that sort of profile, you almost – rule a guy like that out because the Bills are so buttoned up. But I don't know. I mean, if the guy can play, bring him in. If he's a jerk, cut him. It's not that hard.
Words to live by.
I don't know. Like, so I think they could use help there. Corner is, I mean, I highlighted this one example from Trey White last night, making what I think is a more of an aptitude mistake than an athletic mistake, which is alarming because at this point, I don't expect athletically for him to be anywhere near what he was in his prime. It's unreasonable to think that, but to have a mistake, like a mental mistake, is very tough. They were trying to, I think, phase him out with Dorian Strong, but then he ended up on IR. So to me, corner is still a need. I think safety is still a need. Receiver just receiver's been hearing me talk about the defense and the secondary specifically, and like came barging through the saloon doors last night with their guns out. Like, hey, what about receiver? Because that's what last night looked like to me.
Don't shoot the piano player.
Right.
What is the line there? There's a line about, what is the line there? Do you know it?
No, I don't.
Me neither. Let's go to Patrick next. Hi, Patrick.
Don't shoot me. I'm only the piano player.
Something like that.
How are you guys?
Good.
My first comment is I still think they can turn it around. I mean, they were only one bad drive, as bad as it was versus New England. But the biggest problem I have is kind of looking at their roster and looking at their cap management. And I'm saying, what can they do? Our number two cap hit this year is Dawson Knox at $14 million. He's going to be a $17 million cap hit next year. Our third cap hit is Matt Milano. We have the third most expensive linebacker room in the NFL. And our ninth most expensive player is Curtis Samuel, and he can't even get on the field. So it's like, if we want to do something, realistically, it doesn't look like there's much. And so I kind of wanted to get your guys' take on that. Because out of everything, like that, that's the part that's kind of driving me up the wall the most today.
What do we want to do? Like, Samuel was on the field in week five and scored a touchdown, but he was injured last night. So I think he's relevant to all this. I mean, they're not cutting. I heard cap numbers and I looked
away. It's just like how they, you know, I'm not sure what the point was either, honestly. And I was paying attention.
There's not anything you do about that now. Like, you could trade for somebody. That's what you can do, but you're not removing anybody, probably.
Right.
Nobody, like, for years, nobody's trading for Dawson Knox. Like, that was a big deal that they made there.
We'll see what they do with that, with Hawes' emergence and Kincaid, if he gets back on the field relatively quickly here and continues doing what he's been doing, then I'd be stunned if you didn't, at the very least, address the contract, if not outright move on from Knox. Milano's contract is up after this year. So, like,
right?
But it doesn't help. That doesn't help you now. They've done all the machinations that I think they're going to do with freeing up money by altering deals and that kind of stuff. So I don't know. It is a real thing. Like, they are as close as they are to the cap, which any contending team almost always will be. But I think you look at the roster and then look at the cap table even, which I happen to be doing right now, and ask yourself, where are the other star players? There aren't any, is the answer. There are not any. Bosa is the closest you come to an established star caliber, award-winning type player. And even he's on like a one-year flyer because you can't trust him to stay healthy. So far, so good. Knock on something. Where are the – Rousseau is gotten – he made some nice plays last season. He's a couple of good weeks, I think. I was talking about him before the New England game. And to me, he's showing up a little more, which is welcomed.
Big penalty.
For sure. Yeah, he showed up negatively there. But is he a star? Is he a guy in the league you're getting ready to play the Bills and you go like, oh God, I got to deal with this guy? No, like we all knew. Look, there's different ways to build teams, but this Atlanta team, like whether you think they're a joke or not, I think the market is a joke. I just don't think anybody really cares about that team. There's empty seats all over the place in that place last night for a Monday Night Football game they're hosting for the first time in 7 years. By the way. With a winning record against a powerhouse in the league.
You can't get there, apparently.
I guess, right? So, but you know who Bijan Robinson is, and you know who Drake London is. You know who Kyle Pitts is because of draft status and because of what a flop he's been. But, you know.
They're interesting.
They're interesting. I don't know, man. I don't want to, like, totally downgrade the entire roster here, but. Who is the James Cook is now he got the contract and he's had the production and he's backed it up. So he's probably who I want there.
Is the bottom line not this is going to be on Allen and we always knew that. Like, this is also not a revelation. You know, you're making an observation, but it's nothing new. It's something we didn't know. It's something we didn't have. Post-Diggs, at least, right? Like, they had some guys who I would call stars that got old and got away.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think this is what it's always been. I think this is what it's pretty much always been. It's going to have to be Allen. And that's why I think this receiver point gets so much traction, because we know this, and it's got to be good enough to allow him to win games for you. And the combination of who they've picked and leaning into the 12 and 13 personnel and the running game, it's been mostly successful, even very successful. But once in a while, you get these nights where...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It seems like there's just no one to throw to, and injuries play into that. Don't shoot the piano player. He's doing the best he can.
Okay.
Is the line I was thinking of. I heard Dan Rather say that somewhere, but I guess it's a famous Oscar Wilde quote or something. I guess it's a famous quote. Please don't shoot the piano player. He's doing the best he can. And there's an Elton John
there's
song.
There's an Elton John. I think that's what I think. Don't shoot me. I'm only the piano player.
Yes, that's correct. I don't know the song.
Yeah.
Sing it for me so I know.
Don't shoot. No, I'll stop.
Rousseau, quickly, that penalty last night.
I wasn't done.
I was done. That penalty last night, you see the flag right away. So here's me sitting at home, you know, pen and paper, let's go. First play. He's offside. Snap. Flag. Fumble. And Chris Fowler said, there's a penalty on the Falcons.
Right.
And I tweet, Rousseau was offside. And then they called the penalty on Rousseau for being offside. And this has been another one of these. That's not a space ref penalty. Like, that was just, you could see the flag right on the screen. And we didn't know it was on him, but it should have been. Like, he was offside. And, I mean, I see a lot of that doesn't get called. I saw Rousseau in the next drive who was offside and wasn't called. Like, that's one where I think, watch TJ Watt play. He's always offside. There's supposed to be, is it a yard? How wide is the neutral zone?
Great question.
I think it's a yard. There is a neutral zone. Like, it's not just having your fingertip inch behind the ball. Like,
right.
There has to be some space there. Or maybe it's like the helmet, however they measure that. But you'll see that black line. We're past the days where, like, oh, the lines are not official. They're damn official. Like, that line is going to be right. That's the line of scrimmage. And if you see somebody with their helmet is across the, you know they're offside. Like, that's Rousseau on the first play. So it's not even close. How it happens, like, that was what Sal's point was. Like, how it happens is weird. Like, just how do you not know?
Yeah.
Maybe he's sort of using the tackle as his, like, point of reference or something. If the tackle's a little, not illegally, but a little bit
right
off, then he might end up being a little bit forward and thus offside, but probably no excuse. I just like that.
No.
That one was, man, I see offside constantly. First play of this game, really? And it's a fumble that gets turned over because of this flag? Like, it's not wrong, but one of those that I think they're pretty lenient on. Not, maybe right away in a game they want to sort of make a point about it. That's maybe what.
I really hate that booth. I love Dan Orlovsky on, like, quarterback play. Thank you for the league for cracking down on him. He can't send out breakdowns of video anymore. He made that known last week that they are stopping that for, you know, whatever, on a competitive, I don't know. But I like him on the ESPN shows. I think he's excellent. I feel like I learn something every time I watch or listen to him talk. But in the booth, It doesn't really work. And Riddick, I feel like, is applying for every general manager job that there will ever be in pro football every time he opens his mouth. And I just can't. And Fowler was just mechanically all over the road last night. Right from the opening, right? You're a Bills fan. This is going to be on Atlanta, so the fumble's going to stand. Like, all right. Oh, no. And he just botched little stuff all night, I thought. Just had a real rough night.
That is a huge pet peeve of mine with announcers. Why guess?
Right.
If there's a flag, the drama, the suspense is interesting.
We got to see about
why
the flag.
Guess? There's no, you're just trying to show how smart you are by guessing. It's a Herb Street thing. He's always, somebody's feeding him too, but they're always telling you what they think the penalty will be. And they're sometimes right. But why do it? I read Johnny Miller's book, and I don't know, like, this isn't something that everybody does. There are golf announcers, Bones is one of them. Just, I'm sorry to be over here in this lane right now, but that violates this. It's not like a hard and fast rule. But Johnny Miller's like, never announce where you think the ball is going to land when it's in the air. Why do that? The viewer is hooked. He wants to know where is the ball going to land, and you have, you know, the on-course reporters will tell you, oh, it's going to be left. It's going to be on the – it's in the bunker. Like, just quiet. There's no reason to do it. There's no reason to guess at what the penalty is going to be. Tell us after. Here's Tony next. Hi, Tony.
Hey, great show, guys.
Thanks.
First time caller from Toronto, Canada.
Welcome.
I love the Bills, number one, over my Jays and the Maple Leafs. I had a terrible day yesterday. My Leafs got crushed, and then the Jays got crushed. And I almost turned the Bills game off near the end. But a couple things, it's above my pay grade. Here's what I noticed from a distance. I can't fault even our receiving team when Allen's running for his life the whole game. It's like he doesn't even have a split second with all those blitzes. We haven't found a way to figure out how to stop that, how to help him there, number one. And you just caught it. You just mentioned it, the penalties. What happened to our team? We used to be such a disciplined team, and right from the get-go, that could have been a whole different ball game right after the first play of the game.
It's true.
And then the other thing, I look at it that, you know, what bothered me when I was watching the Ravens, we couldn't stop them on a third down defense. Our third down defense still needs to be improved and stopping the run. But, you know, I want to hear you guys talk about one or two of those items because those things are driving me crazy. I think if we were disciplined, and the coach we have, I thought he was all about discipline, but the penalties we're taking are game-changing type penalties. And it could have made all the difference in the world. I'll just hang up and hear you guys talk.
Okay.
You're first and foremost at my home here in Toronto, Canada. So
thank you.
Thank you, Tony. Appreciate that. I'll tackle the blitz thing. I mean, look, a team brings numbers. They do it because they're going to have a man advantage on you, not to use the hockey phrasing. You mentioning the Leafs.
Rubbing it in on Tony
but
right there.
But I think it's all right. They got Nashville tonight, and Caden Primo makes his Leafs debut in goal, so you're all set.
Hang on a second.
I think
pick him up.
Get to your app. The way to stop it is to make plays. You gotta be quick. You gotta blitz beaters. You gotta be able to win on the outside. That's where because there's gonna be traffic in the middle. You gotta win out there, and be prepared for it. And the Bills, I think, their idea was we're gonna hit you deep. We'll get enough here to make that happen. And it started out well enough, but beyond that, there just was not anything ready to offset the blitz. They tried a screen pass. Not surprisingly, it failed because they just don't seem to ever really be able to successfully run screen passes. But you got to be prepared for it, and it takes guys who can win quickly on their routes. And the Bills simply do not have guys that can do that. So they're ill-prepared. Atlanta went into the game thinking we're going to blitz, and I'll bet they ramped it up once they saw what they were dealing with. They can't touch us.
Caden Primo, welcome to the squad. Son of Keith Primo.
Righto.
Nephew of Wayne Primo,
right.
Former Sabre Wayne Primo.
Northeastern College. He was just ahead of Levi at Northeastern, I believe.
Ooh.
Caden Primo.
Time-wise.
Originally a draft pick of, of Montreal. They let him go, and now he's on the Leafs.
Let's go. Got to be favored, right? Nashville? In Toronto?
I would expect. I haven't looked.
They played last night, though, the caller's saying?
During the day, I think the Leafs had a day game like the Sabres.
That's extra time to rest.
Yeah.
You should be all right. All right, we'll see what happens there. I'll let you know tomorrow. Because the game won't have started before we're done here, I think.
That's correct.
Ross Tucker with us today, and we'll have that fun conversation for you, as always, with Ross. After this short break, Mike Schoep and the Bulldog, WGR.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.